We're Creepy Sleepy, and we approve this message.
Hey Doc, I know how much you love to vote, but do you sometimes feel as though you're wasting your most valuable citizen asset?
Yeah, you know, I do. I feel that the candidates that are running this year really do not reflect my views.
Do you mean to tell me that your personal beliefs aren't reflected by one of the two major political parties?
Yeah, you know, I really can't understand it. We're supposed to have a democracy, but I'm starting to think it's a sham.
A sham?
Yeah, you know, a sham. Fraud, lies, manipulation, deception, propaganda, lies, skullduggery, trickery, lying, thievery, corruption, deception, lies, you know, a scam.
You know, I was thinking exactly the same thoughts. But what can we do about it? We're only two people.
I know. We can vote for no one.
Vote for no one?
Yeah, vote for no one. You know, Dan, abstention is the first step to liberation.
That's right, Doc. That's why this November 7th, Creepy Sleepy encourages you to vote. But vote for no one.
Don't waste your only legitimate form of interaction with the government on people who really don't care about you. Vote for no one.
Cast your ballot, vote in local referendums. Just don't vote for one of the bastards representing one of the two major political parties. Because if you are honest with yourself, they don't really represent you or your values, do they?
Don't be complicit in your own subjugation. Show your disapproval of the whole two-party system by voting. But vote for no one.
You'll feel a lot better knowing that you didn't participate in your own slavery. Creepy Sleepy encourages you to vote. Just vote for no one.
You'll be glad you did.
The Creepy Sleepy Podcast.
Independent music, independent politics. CreepySleepy.com. Our victory is imminent.